We have time for one more. In the back.
Yeah, Michael Bradbury with Real Science. We're talking about engineering today. Isn't one of the grandest challenges for the 21st century getting engineering in the conversation with science and technology? Can you comment on that? Like how this report is going to advance the discussion of engineering in a broader context?
I think that question is ready made for Chuck Vest.
Well, I guess that's what I'm getting paid for, but absolutely. You know, sort of what I see happened over the last couple decades is that a reasonable understanding of what science is, and we kind of dropped the word engineering and started using technology. And my observation is that 90% of the public and the politicians and so forth automatically fill in information before technology. And even though I agree with Ray that almost everything's becoming IT, I think we do need to get the word engineering back into the vernacular. But at the same time, as I said earlier, we've started moving away, and you've heard it in everybody's comments, in Kolestos's and in Bob Langer and in Ray and so forth, we've moved away from a simple view that science is about discovering facts about nature, and engineering is about designing and building things, and medicine is about healing people. And these things are all blending together now. And so, of course, my view of that is engineering sits in the middle and reaches out and spreads and pulls more in. So you get people like Bob Langer here, who's sort of originally classically trained as a chemical materials engineer. His big contributions, or a vast majority of them, have really been in things that influence our ability to improve human health. So it's a big challenge. I think we all need to get up every morning and say the word engineering and engineers a few times.
Chuck, weren't you head
of
the
same way they are in China?
Chuck, weren't you head of a school called Massachusetts Institute of Technology?
That's correct. Anyway, I appreciate the question, and everybody use the word engineering every third time you write something.
And apropos that, the website that was mentioned is www.engineeringchallenges.org. The speakers will be available for some follow-up questions in the follow-up room afterwards, and thank you for coming.